Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Brian Wilson, Mary Walter in the house today, and joining us on the line is David Drucker, senior political correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Good day to have him here because, believe it or not, there's an election taking place today down in Georgia. And it's a reliably red state, a reliably red district, but you know what? A Democrat may win tonight. Hey, give us all the details on that, David. What is unusual about this is there's some 18 people running for one seat, right?
There is, and the election is Tuesday, and you have a divided Republican field because they assume that whatever Republican makes it into the runoff will be the next congressman, given how conservative this district has been over the years. But the Democrats are energized, and we're seeing the first signs of energy in opposition to President Trump, much in the way opposition to President Obama motivated Republicans in these kinds of elections over the years. And so I don't think the Democrat in that race is going to get to the 50% threshold to avoid a runoff, but there's still a lot to learn out of how this goes. And I should say that Republicans were concerned that the Democrat might get over the hump. And that's why they started about 3 weeks or so ago, started pulling in millions of dollars to make sure they keep him below that mark.
Yeah, I want to get you to adjust the way you're holding your phone there. We're having a little bit of unevenness in the way you're coming through, if you don't mind. But let me ask you this question. As I understand it, 18 people running, to win this thing outright today, you have to pull 50%, and no one is expected to do that, but the Democrat is expected probably to pull more votes than anybody else, and the Republicans are fighting over second place, and then there will be a runoff election, right?
That's correct, and I do think the Democrat will get in the mid-40s. I mean, he's going to win. He's just not going to get past the 50% threshold, and then it's really a battle among Republicans for second place.
All right, and so how do you see this ultimately coming out? Do you think it'll still be reliably red when we get to the runoff race?
Well, if it gets to a runoff, which is what we expect, then I do expect the Republican to win. I mean, it'll still they'll fight over it. I mean, this is a district that has been Republican since Newt Gingrich won it in 1978, but that only went by 1.5 points for President Trump over Hillary Clinton. And it's the kind of affluent Republican district that was not that high on Trump during the campaign, ultimately sided with him. So it's a great place for Democrats to test, you know, any sort of message they might have and see what they can do and see what they can learn ahead of next year. There are 23 districts Republicans hold in the House that were won by Clinton. It's a 24-seat majority. And so I think Democrats, win or lose, are going to take away a lot of information from this. It'll be interesting to see how well they're able to do, of course, because energy without results doesn't amount for much.
And do you think Republicans are just too complacent in this district? It's just that they've always won, so we can run 18 people and we'll still win.
Well, look, that's part of it. I think what we're trying to figure out here is whether or not there's complacency because Republicans won in November, hold the House and the Senate, the White House. And, you know, when a party achieves that kind of success, you tend to see complacency, especially in off-year elections like this. And then, you know, we're trying to figure out if the failure to move the Obamacare repeal and replace bill and get other big-ticket legislative items accomplished is leading to some complacency where, you know, maybe Republicans are figuring, I mean, what's the point in showing up? We run everything. We still can't get enough done. I'm not saying that that's what's happening, but it's one of the things we're going to be looking for out of this election. Mm-hmm. Is that happening?
All right. Let me change topics a little bit. Congress is out the rest of this week. They come back next week. But they got a lot of things on their plate. What do you think will be the priorities when they come back?
Well, I'm trying to figure out if they're going to pivot back to health care or if they're going to immediately tax reform or if they're going to do both. I mean, those are the two big things. And obviously health care is not done. and you continue to have problems with the healthcare system, whatever your opinion is of Obamacare.
But let me pause you there for a moment, because when people go back home during an Easter break like this, they get an earful from the people back home. The voters tell them what they think. Do you think there'll be a situation where they'll come back having been re-energized to come to some kind of agreement because of what they've heard from the folks back home?
Well, it's possible, or it's possible that the people that had supported the bill that President Trump and Republican leaders were pushing decide they don't support it anymore. Or you come back and you have the Freedom Caucus deciding that their voters supported their opposition to that bill, and there's no reason for them to move either. And so on the one hand, you could have more of an urgency to get something done. On the other hand, people could be digging into their positions based on what they heard. So we won't really know until we see what happens when they get back.
Yeah, and that is one of the things about the Republicans, and I've been railing about this forever, that drives me crazy, is, you know, the Democrats will always come together no matter what. They'll have a candidate, they'll come behind that person, even if it doesn't represent their wing of the Democrat Party. Whereas Republicans will not. They will fight to the death for their point of view, even if it means losing. Even if it means losing in the long run, they will still do that. They stand very much on principle, which is a wonderful thing, but it's better to walk away with a half a loaf of bread than no bread at all.
Yeah, look, this is something I think they're going to have to learn, and I'll be interested to see how tax reform goes or if they can somehow get back together on health care, is they haven't yet figured out how to govern amongst themselves. And a lot of people are pleased with the various points of opposition that were raised to the health care bill. But if they can't figure out how to agree on some of this stuff, and tax reform is going to be just as complicated, then they won't get big things done. And when you have a governing majority, you just have broad points of view within that tent, and it's almost impossible to get something that's pure. So yeah, we'll see if they've learned anything.
You know, I take your point. I think you're right. It's sort of hard to know exactly what's going to be the priority. Is it going to be tax reform? Is it going to be health care? One got the sense that they were moving on to taxes and financial reform and going to put health care on hold. But I think that's sort of changed in the last few days, hasn't it?
Maybe. I keep saying with health care, I'll believe it when I see it. I mean, I had actually thought that that House Republicans would find a way to pass the Obamacare repeal bill. And I was wrong about that. And I know that a lot of members keep trying. And I know that the White House actually hasn't given up. But this is not any less complicated than it was a month ago. The points of opposition are not any softened. They're not any softer than they were a month ago. So, let's just see if they can figure this thing out. I know that they want to. I don't know. I don't yet see a path to where they can.
Yeah, and I think that maybe I hate to say this, but maybe they need to have a couple of defeats in some of these states to wake them up a little bit. To, hey, this is the people want you to go do what you said you were going to do, and if you don't, you will be punished for it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that could help. After this round of House specials. And we'll have a Montana special election, Brian Zinke's seat, coming up. Then we'll have the Virginia governor's race. I think that'll tell us a lot. Of course, that final race isn't until later this year in November. Right. And that's a lot of time to waste not getting things like taxes and health care and other things done. So let's see if they can figure things out.
Yeah,
all right.
They have to do that.
We'll leave it there. David Drucker, senior political correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Thank you so much for joining us.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.